This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Peru's Congress swore in a new president on Wednesday after a day of sweeping political drama. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Peru's Congress voted to oust President Pedro Castillo in an impeachment trial on Wednesday, just hours after he plunged the country into a constitutional crisis by attempting to dissolve the legislature by decree. Ignoring Castillo's attempt, lawmakers moved ahead with the previously planned impeachment trial. The result was announced with loud cheers, and the legislature called for Vice President Dina Boluarte to take office, who was later sworn in as interim president. The ex-president has since been detained by police and accused of the crime of rebellion for breaking the constitutional order, according to Peru's public ministry.
That was Freddie Joyner reporting. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck Indonesia's West Java province Thursday, the country's geophysics agency said, prompting people to evacuate buildings. An official at Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency told Reuters there were no reports of damage so far, but the agency was still assessing the situation. Last month, a shallow 5.6 magnitude also struck West Java, killing more than 300 people and causing damage to thousands of homes. A Mozambican court on Wednesday found a former president's son and 10 others guilty on charges related to a $2 billion hidden debt scandal that crashed the southern African nation's economy, sentencing them each to more than 10 years in prison. Amando Ndambaye Gwenbuza, son of the president, former president Amando Gwenbuza, sentenced to 12 years in prison for his role in the scandal. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Immigration rights groups have argued that the use of Title 42 unjustly harms people, fleeing persecution, and that the pandemic was a pretext used by the Trump administration to curb immigration. We'll get more on this story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. government says it will appeal a court ruling that would lift asylum restrictions that have become the cornerstone of border enforcement. The Homeland Security Department says it would file an appeal with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, challenging a November ruling that ordered the Biden administration to lift Trump-era restrictions. The rule first took effect on March 2020, denying migrants the right to seek asylum under U.S. and international law on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. It has been used to expel migrants more than 2.4 million times. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
South Korea ordered striking truckers in the steel and petrochemical industries to return to work on Thursday, widening a back-to-work order beyond the cement industry amid a prolonged nationwide trucker strike. South Korea's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and Finance made the announcement Thursday, adding that production would be disrupted from this coming weekend due to the logistical and shipment delays. Last week, the government issued a start-to-work order to force 2,500 striking drivers in the cement industry back on the road. Scientists have discovered the oldest known DNA. We get more on the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
It reveals what life was like 2 million years ago in the northern tip of Greenland. Study author Eska Villerslev says the previous record was DNA from a mammoth tooth.
But this is a recovery of an entire ecosystem, right? So both plants and animals that are 2 million years old.
Greenland today is a barren Arctic desert. 2 million years ago, it was a lush landscape of trees and vegetation with an array of animals.
We find things like mastodon, which are extinct elephants. And they have never been found in Greenland or that far north before.
Researchers were able to get genetic information out of small damaged bits of DNA. The DNA also showed traces of animals, including geese, hares, reindeer, and lemmings. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain's conservative government has approved the country's first new coal mine in three decades. Environmentalists have condemned the decision as a leap backwards in the fight against climate change. The cabinet minister decided the mine in Cumbrera in the northwest area of England would have an overall neutral effect on climate change. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.